88.5 KCSN, Sky Daniels. Happy to welcome back Lucius. We have Jess and Holly sitting here.
Hi, Sky.
Hey.
Welcome, guys.
Thanks.
I guess we'll start with the fact that I think the last time we talked, you were talking about becoming a bi-coastal band. and it's you've done that now, right?
We're a West Coast. Well, half of the band is still in New York, but Holly and I and Danny are out here. We're officially Angelinos.
So I bring that up because now you get to meld the sensibilities of both New York and L.A. Yeah. All that is good in music, you can take the best from both cities' musical cultures and continue to build the broad palette that is Lucius.
That was beautifully said.
Yes.
And it's true.
Did you think about that one?
No, that just came to me. But
wow, that was good.
It's interesting because defying categorization should really be a good thing, shouldn't it?
We've never been able to sit under one, you know, roof. We've never been able to be put into a box. And I think it forces people even more to really try to define us because of that. But I think that we're always going to be a band that's taking from many influences and trying to make something that's uniquely our own. We never sit in the studio and write and think, let's write a song like this, or let's, we're just, you know, if we write something, we just go with what it's sort of asking for, you know? And sometimes it's a pop song, and sometimes it's a folk song, and sometimes, whatever, you know, whatever it is. We're happy to sing whatever the song is asking for.
It's not a real life.
circles, don't have it figured out just yet. Maybe I drive myself to madness. Spinning in circles, don't have it figured out just yet. Maybe I drive myself to
there's no way to go to a Lucius show and not come away thinking that you're seeing stars. Can you rattle off the list of bands that you've gone out in support with over the last 2 years and the diversity of those bands? Can you do that for my audience now?
Yeah. Thank you, first of all. That's incredibly kind and it means a whole lot to us. Pride ourselves on a strong live show, and we really take joy in being with a crowd, with a live audience, and giving off that energy and receiving it. We have been so fortunate to work with so many different types of people, artists that we respect. Sarah Bareilles, Tegan and Sarah, and then Jack White, and then Jeff Tweedy, and Roger Waters, and Mavis Staples.
My Morning Jacket.
David Byrne. Just a very wide, yeah.
Sort of and
a wide array.
And to be able to, because let's remind the audience too that these are in support a lot of times, and those artists, many of them are personally vouching, I guess, when they bring you out, you know?
Sure. Every time we have a show, I'm so amazed and honestly, like, couldn't be more grateful at the wide sort of audience member that's in, you know, we have everything. Every type of person is there. You can never describe what a Lucius fan looks like, you know. And I love that. I love that. I love that, you know, a mother and a daughter or a father and a son can come to our show and both appreciate it equally for different reasons and the same reasons. And that is pretty cool.
You'd have to rescue me, but thankfully didn't get the best of me. It's not worth the fuss, it's not worth my time. I could lose it, but I'd be out of line. Here we are on the side of the road, but the sun is out, lightening my load. Just a flat tire and a helping. But it's just not so bad. Looking for a scene, two cars, but the only thing I see, blue skies ahead of us. Searching for the empty half when something's filling up. Look like so hopeless. It almost makes me wish for rain. For the empty half when something's filling up. the glass on Orpheus. It almost makes me wish for rain.
Mentioned you can't describe what a Lucius fan looks like. Let's focus, however, on what Lucius looks like and and the style of Lucius. And you know we've gotten together a few times now, and I've seen you a bunch of times. Incredibly, you know, great matching outfits and perfectly matching coifs. And where did that take place, where you were going to really be conscientious of a style?
Well, in the beginning, I guess it all stems from the idea of the two voices as one and the five people as a unified front and kind of displaying that visually. From the beginning, I mean, we kind of very beginning started, you know, coordinated always, but then made the, you know, ultimate commitment of matching head to toe. And bringing the guys along into that too. And yeah, it's just a visual representation, I guess, extension of the sound.
We have a lot of fun with it, and I don't know, it's just something that continues to grow and sort of expand and change and as it would. We've always been inspired by artists who had, you know, a visual representation of their music. You know, even Sufjan today takes it very seriously, you know, and you feel like you're journeying with that artist. That's, to me, like a really special thing. I grew up in the theater, and I always loved a show, and David Bowie, you know, Holly grew up being the world's biggest David Bowie fan.
Well, Cleveland, you know, I know how that works.
And, you know, those were important parts of what the artists that we most admire, you know, took seriously and thought about.
Imagination where things can go wrong.
This is a happy occasion. Good Grief, you know, wonderful album. And tonight, we've got the latest update. Before the show, we were checking at the Fonda Theater tonight. There are 12 tickets that have been released, just 12. So there are only 12 tickets available to see an otherwise sold-out show. So clearly, six of our listeners should be going on Ticketmaster or wherever and getting those last six pair of tickets, because it's going to be fun. To the lucky fans that are going tonight, do what I'm doing, which is tell every friend after the show, you've got to see Lucius live, because you gotta. And it's great to have you on the air with us again.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's Lucius live on 88.5 KCSN.